grab this drink. We'll be right back.
Blog Talk Radio.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. No, I think the GIF is fucking tweaking. It might be tweaking the, so I gotta tell Gamba I need a different file. I think the shit might start tweaking again. File might start tweaking. I'm talking to myself, but, he made me a file for the ginger ale guy, but it's
yeah, I saw it. I saw that. I saw the motion graphics.
Sometimes this thing doesn't handle GIFs too well. And so
would it crash OBS if it's not handling it well?
It wouldn't crash it, but it would just chop up the video.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me get some of the shit off.
How's your son doing?
Yeah, he's good, man. Yeah, basketball today. Did this shit go through? Hang on. No, it didn't because
I was going to ask you, how's basketball going?
It's as good as can be for a bunch of kindergartners, man. You know?
Oh, man.
One day they're with you, one day they're fucking on Mars. That's just how it goes, man. Is how the game
spread out. No. You all can't grab the ball.
That's exactly how it goes. You're on the same team. Yeah, that's exactly how it goes, bro. What do I do here?
If you ever want to see something even funnier than that, I don't know. Has your son played soccer yet?
Yeah. He's into it heavy.
Okay. I was going to say that's even funnier for kindergartners because they all try to kick the goddamn ball.
Yeah. That is I thought he finished the season off strong last time. Yeah. In terms of just like, you know, getting the game, getting coordinated and stuff like that. I thought they finished strong. I like his coach.
Nice.
He's a no-nonsense guy, so I like that. You know, they don't treat it like it's fucking like romper room. Like they're very stern with the kids, so I like that.
Soccer's a great sport, man, especially for just coordination.
Yeah.
That, the basketball.
For sure.
Seamless.
Please be there. Okay, got it. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go. Damn, they should have fucking won tonight. All right. All right, here we go. Salute to Knicks Nation on this Tuesday evening. Another edition of KFTV Post Game Live presented by Underdog Fantasy. Check out underdogfantasy.com's Pick'em and Daily Fantasy Games. Use our code KFTV for an instant deposit match of up to $100. Knicks back at home after a triumphant victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers. They would take on the Trae Youngless Atlanta Hawks. But this was a different story for these New York Knicks, man, as they would turn into the New York Bricks. Just didn't have it, man. Misfiring left and right. No captain clutch Jalen Brunson to save the day. And it was too much Jalen Johnson and too much DeJounte Murray in crunch time. And that was all she wrote for the Knicks, man. Make or miss league. Just couldn't get it done tonight, man. Knicks lose 116-100. CP the franchise. Al Sataros on the ones and twos. Let's talk about it, man. Call us up 657-383-1509. Or you could hit us up on the KFTV Discord. Let's talk about it, man. Talk about it.
Yeah, talk about this loss, huh?
Gotta talk
about it. What are we here to do?
Hey, we show up during the wins, show up during the losses, man. You know, it was all good just a day ago. But tonight, a little dose of reality, man. Just make or miss league, man. You know, just make or miss league. That's what I chalk this one up to. This Knick team, they started off, especially in the first quarter, no rhythm, misfiring, the usual cast of characters that were hitting, you know, like a Dante, just didn't have it out the gates. I thought this Knick team all night, it was a tough time for them to get into rhythm. And even at times when they were just misfiring, man. Just a lot of shots that they would normally make or make on a good night. It just wasn't their night. You did get some good performances. I thought Precious Jew was good. I thought he set a good tone in I believe it was either the second or the third, but nowhere to be really found in the fourth, which is kind of head scratching. But
that's a big head scratcher.
Yeah,
big head scratcher.
Head scratching. But you know, nevertheless, for the Hawks, give them credit. I thought Jalen Johnson was outstanding for them tonight. DeAndre Hunter was really punishing the Knicks in key moments in this game, and then DeJounte Murray just closed the show out. Hawks always seem to get those timely second chance opportunities as well. Like they only won the second chance battle 19-15, but it just seemed like every time the Knicks were trying to get into it and close the lead, Hawks always got that second chance opportunity, that offensive rebound, and would ultimately, you know, stretch the lead out a little bit more than Knicks. So it's one of those nights, man. 116-100. Knicks lose. Gambit, just send me that updated lower third. Al, your thoughts?
Yeah, this game goes down to what you said. It was not the Knicks' night to shoot well. I mean, they were shooting under 30% in the first half. They were abysmal. I mean, the fact that you had to keep up with a Hawks team that just came out of the gate 7-for-14 in the first quarter, if you're not hitting your shots against a team that is good offensively and you can't take advantage of their poorest defense, then it's going to be a tough night, right? And that's what we saw from the New York Knicks. You talk about the good performances from Precious. I thought McBride had a solid night. I know his shots weren't necessarily falling consistently, but he was passing very well. His defense was on point. I think his development as a point guard, you could start to see from when he was put into the rotation, right, after the OG Anunoby trade until now. It seems like every week he's just like adding brick by brick to his game. I mean, the thing that's sticking out to me more is not only the passing CP, but the ability to get downhill and being crafty with his dribbling, right? It's not this guy who just gets past half court and just kind of floats around the perimeter. You're now seeing him be more aggressive as he attacks the lane, trying to make the defense collapse. I mean, even that dunk that he had today, good read, good instincts. Yeah, absolutely. And I like to see that from Deuce McBride, considering where he's been since he was drafted by this team, man. Not a guy who was confident offensively. He's building that confidence. I always say that you get these type of moments with all these injuries that for guys like McBride, for Josh Hart, even Dante DiVincenzo, when they have it going, these are good lessons to use when you get to the playoffs. But solid effort from McBride. You know, the bench was just, it was just bad. I don't want to go to the bench. But Precious, man, look, 7-8 from the field. I thought he should have gotten more minutes. I thought he should have gotten more minutes over Bogdanović. I get that you wanted shooting, but Bogdanović was not giving you anything, especially in the fourth quarter. He was bricking, airballing, you name it. That's what he did. Defensively, he wasn't there either. And for Precious, who was doing his best imitation of Julius Randle tonight by getting downhill, man, and just
Precious
being a force,
good, man.
I thought that you would continue to use this guy. And even so, if you were going to put Bogdanović back out there, at least have Precious, who was just making the defense collapse and then opening up shots for everybody else. And he's a solid passer too. So it was just weird to not see him. The fact that he ended the game with only 23 minutes really bothers me. He
was
7-7 at one point, man.
Yeah.
He was shooting 100% from the field. Rebounding was there. That's the biggest head scratcher of tonight. You see Hartenstein trying to get back into rhythm, but overall, man, if you're trying to ask for like a standpoint where it was solid ball movement, just couldn't connect on the shots tonight. But Knicks got to keep chugging along, man.
Yeah.
Hopefully they get the next one.
Yeah, just wasn't it tonight. They just didn't have it tonight. I agree with you. I thought McBride's reads were good. You know, he had a lot of assists, but overall, even shots that didn't convert into assists, I thought he did a good job in terms of his reads. I mean, you know, the Hawks perimeter defense with DeJounte Murray out there is pretty solid. So good job by McBride there. the Precious thing was a little bit confusing. I thought second quarter and third, he was good. So it didn't really make sense why he was out of the game. Ihart didn't have it all night. And so, yeah, it was kind of puzzling in terms of, you know, the closing lineups there without Precious, because like you said, he only finished with 20 some odd minutes. So that was a little off, but yeah, you know, they had their moments, man. They had their moments. Hart hit a couple of threes to keep it close, but DeJounte closed. I don't know how many points he had in the final, like 6 minutes, but DeJounte Murray was very impactful for the Hawks, man, and just sealed the deal. I thought the Hawks from top to bottom just gave it a good showing and knocked his team out.
Yeah, man, and look, the fact that DeJounte Murray wasn't as activated as you would think he is, especially with no Trae Young, you know, he's now the point guard. He's now the show for the Hawks. That's where you got to give credit to Deuce McBride, man. He kept him in check. I mean, you know, you're not going to stop DeJounte Murray. You're not going to, like, prevent him from getting his points. Still ended the game with 21, but kudos to Deuce McBride for forcing him to go 7-17 from the field. DeJounte Murray just pouring it on from downtown. That's really where he made his mark tonight. But, you know, it's not only DeJounte Murray for the Hawks tonight, CP. It was also Jalen Johnson. Like,
Jalen
that
Johnson
guy
killed,
is just a beast. Holy cow.
Yeah, he
Especially
killed.
Especially when you saw him on Bogdanovich, there was barbecue chicken every single time. It was, that's why I wanted Precious back out there, man. I'm like, we need to get defensive stops, and I don't know why we didn't go with a guy who was shooting 100% from the field. It just didn't make any sense. Sadiq Bey was getting activated in the first half, man. It just seemed like the Hawks were just ready to go, man. The Hawks were on a mission tonight. I mean, you even had Fernando, who was just making some impactful plays.
Fernando.
He was making defensive plays. He was making some solid dunks, man. It was just, he was a force tonight.
Yeah.
You know?
They came into the fourth quarter only down by five, bro. I mean, it was a manageable game. But I also thought there was a lot of ill-advised turnovers in the fourth. Ragu had at least three. You know?
I mean, the one to Deuce McBride in the fourth quarter, man, I was like, come on, dude. You just got to make the easy pass.
Some bad ones. A couple of bad ones. Hart had a bad one. You know, so that just wasn't crisp in terms of executing. They were only down by five going into the fourth. So they were right there. They were able to cut this thing down.
They tied the game.
They tied it.
In the third quarter, that Josh Hart fast break, they tied the game.
Yeah.
And then the Hawks just started to, you know, they pulled themselves together and started to put on another scoring clinic.
And that they did, man. 116-100. What do you guys think about this one? Call us up, 657-383-1509. Nick's live in the chat. Says Fernando looked juice. LOL, so did Bay. Yeah, Sadiq Bay, his shots are looking crazy. He was kind of chucking out there tonight.
Oh, yeah.
He was looking kind of crazy, man.
Slashing was fine. The shooting, I was like, okay.
Sadiq Bay was looking kind of questionable out there. Not going to lie to you. But, no, Fernando definitely hurt the Knicks. Shout-out to Constantine Doc German. $12 Euro, Al. Says, bad, bad loss, especially was a game we could have easily profited from. The next three are a must. Have to stay in the top six. Wanted more Precious. Let's keep it up. Peace from Germany and go Knicks. Salute to our guys out there from Germany. And, yeah, tonight was a loss in multiple ways, Al, because, number one, you had the Heat winning. Miami just beat Detroit 118-110. You had Cleveland winning. Cleveland beating Boston. We all wanted Boston to get that W tonight. Cleveland wins by one. You just never know how things go. Philadelphia did lose tonight to the Nets by five, but Orlando won. Orlando beat Charlotte. And the Pacers are beating the Mavericks right now just by 13 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. So that game is far from over, but the Pacers have themselves a double-digit lead right now. So a couple of teams gaining ground on the Knicks, including both Florida teams, the Orlando Magic and the Miami Heat, and the Knicks got to play Orlando on Friday.
Is it Friday? I thought it was Thursday.
It's Friday. They got off between now and Friday. Yeah. They have off between now and Friday. So the hope is that you get Captain Clutch Jalen Brunson back by Friday to take on the Orlando Magic. You're going to need him. And then you have the two games against the Sixers. So.
Yeah, and if you look at the standing, CP, just from the Orlando Magic winning tonight, it's Celtics still number one, Bucks two, you have Cavs three, Magic now 4, Knicks 5, Heat 6, Sixers are 7, Pacers are 8.
Heat half game. Oh, Magic are now tied with the Knicks right now, but own the tiebreaker.
Yeah, I was about to say, this is where the tiebreakers are important, man. This is where the tiebreakers are important.
Yeah.
And shockingly enough, somehow the Chicago Bulls are 3 games away from being 500. I don't know what's going on over there.
Wow.
But, hey, this is still – Eastern Conference is a tight race, man. Unfortunately, the Knicks got injured at the wrong time, but – we need Jalen Brunson back just to get some more juice to the offense, man. Because you see it tonight, Dante DiVincenzo, like, it's becoming – now guys are being asked to do a lot from their roles, and especially for Dante and Hart, and it's starting to take a toll, man. It's starting to take a toll, especially when you got to play 40-plus minutes. And, you know, I'm looking at guys like Hart, McBride, like these guys, you know. For McBride, you know, hasn't had to play that much over the last 3 years, but at some point, you're going to hit a wall, and you just need guys to get healthy soon.
Yeah, true indeed, man. All right, let's get to the phones. Let's hear from Rambo, man. Haven't heard from my guy Rambo in a little bit, Al. Franchise channel member. Rambo, how you feeling, man?
Yo, CP, Alex, salute to you guys, man. Hello. Everybody get that like button right now.
Yeah.
Hit that subscribe button. Here, do all that you guys have to do, man. I've been on a bit of a hiatus.
Okay.
I went off the grid and I came back. We was on a 4-game losing streak. So I say, yo, I'm gonna cool out for a little bit.
You said, let me chill out for a little bit.
A little bit. But I'm gonna tell you, CP. I'm gonna tell you, Alex. I still love this team.
Yeah. So they just still lost, man.
Yeah, like I'm not even mad at tonight, bro. We playing with a whole bunch of role players, man.
Right.
But those guys are grinding it out, bro. I love to see it, man.
Yeah.
That's all I need from them. I need them to come out and really punch somebody in the mouth, really go out there, give 100% effort. Because we know we're down men right now.
Yeah.
We're not expecting much right now. Put the standings away. Holla at where my boy Chuck D at, man. Chuck D will tell you right now, man. This is we got a culture built up right here. Where Chuck D at? Chuck D is the one who said it a couple games ago. Hey, we are going to be a problem in the playoffs. They're not going to want to see us when we come to full health right now, man. Let's get behind these boys, man.
Let's go.
Holla at my boy Deuce, man.
Let's go.
44 minutes is wild, you know, but that's the thing we're going to deal with, Tim. It is what it is. But these boys is playing out there, man.
Yeah.
They got 200 pounds in their back climbing uphill right now.
Yeah.
Once we get full health and you see these guys fall into their roles, you're going to see how well this team is constructed right now, man. I'm still talking my ish because it's easy to talk your ish when we up, but we down right now.
Mm.
So I'm telling all my Knicks fans, go out there, talk y'all mess, because when we get full strength, we're going to remind everybody, we've been called this. We've been said we was going to be here, man.
Let's go. I love
this team, man.
Let's go.
Y'all hold your heads up right now, man.
Yeah, they
I'm
need
just setting the tone
man.
For the rest of the playoffs,
the
all
tone.
That, man.
The
I don't want to hear nothing else, man.
Let's go.
I'm going to holler at y'all, man. I'll be back.
Let's
Rambo's
go.
Back.
Let them know you back.
Come
man.
On now. I'm all the way back. And let me tell you something, man. I can't walk around Tampa with my KFTV shirt.
Wow.
Because I didn't know where there's so many fans out here now.
We out there. It's a lot of KFTV love in Tampa or what, man?
Oh, my God. I'm over there. I'm having a whole conversation with some guy. He's talking about he's a Knicks fan. He's like, hey, are you Rambo? I'm like, whoa. Hold on. You know me? Where you know me from? Oh, I'm looking at people sideways now. I'm like, I had to take a chill back. I started recognizing my voice out here. I'm not KFTV, man.
Hey, man.
I'm the
hey, that's what you get for representing, man. That's a lot of responsibility, my guy. But we know if anybody can handle it, it's you, my guy. That's why we got you proudly represented us down there in Tampa, man. Let's go.
Well, no doubt. I'm your man. 100 grand. Let's go.
100
all
grand.
Day.
Rambo from Tampa. Let's get it, man. Welcome back, man. Call back anytime, man. You already know, man. That's our guy. That's our guy, Rambo from Tampa. Rate that call in the chat, man. Rambo's in here sprinkling optimism. 1 being trash, 5 being facts. What do you guys think, man? Rambo from Tampa, back in the building now.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
I can see that the missus, you're not running away from missus anymore. There you go.
He had a tough time, man. You know, it was TV time. Hey. He had a tough time. There's a lot of stuff on TV right now.
Hey, she probably was like, look, you know, you call in on a frequent enough basis. Can I please get some alone time
break.
With you?
You know, we're just coming off of Valentine's Day. It's cuffing season. We're transitioning a little bit, you know, so the fellas got to put in a little work to get that TV time now, you know? That's just what it is, man. Shout out Courtney J representing Tampa as well. They say Tampa here, stand up. Where are you guys calling in from? Where are you guys viewing from? Throw your cities, throw your countries in the chat. We will shout you guys out. And if you guys are watching right now and you see, like, you can't chat, all you got to do is hit the subscribe button. And it's free to chat. Hit the like button, hit the share button, subscribe to the channel. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys, man. Okay. All right, let's get some more people in here on the Discord. Dan from New Jersey. Dan the man. Dr. Dan. Let's go.
Okay. Wah, wah, wah.
How you feeling, my man?
We got a long road to go, gentlemen. It's going to be... Listen, man. I like the fight that we saw tonight. I remember I called a couple weeks ago and I said, Josh Hart, get your butt in the gym and start working on that jumper. I know you can hit those threes. I've seen you do it. And I think he's been doing exactly that. His shot has looked a lot more smooth. I just want to come out here and say, Josh Hart, I see you. I see you putting in work on the shot. Just don't stop doing that, because he goes from a liability to a strength when he can actually knock down the open three. That's one of the most important things we're going to need come playoff time. That is, if we make it to the playoffs, because I'm looking at the standings right now, and it looks like we're a game behind the seventh seed right now. I'm not really happy about that. I don't want to go into playing territory.
Yeah.
But I have confidence that if we get OG and Randall back within the next couple of weeks, I know Brunson will be back soon. It's gonna be a climb up. Mm-hmm. And we're probably gonna have to settle for a 6-3 matchup. But listen, man, the New York Knicks are a sleeping giant. If we can get OG Anunoby, Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle, Mitchell Robinson, Isaiah Hartenstein on the same team, this world has never seen what that team looks like.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited to find out. I want to smoke with all these teams. I just need to get them healthy, and I want to see what it looks like. But until then, man, we just got to ride this thing out.
Just got to ride it, man. Boss, just got to ride the wave. Appreciate Dan. Dan the man. All right. Boss, man. Yeah, but, yeah, you know, they just got to, you know, it's just a little adversity here, but, hey, as we just said, a couple teams are gaining ground in the standings. You said the Chicago Bulls out. Bulls are, the thing about the Bulls, they're in playing territory. They still got to play this team three more times.
Yeah.
Still got to play this team three more times.
All at the end of the year, too.
All at the end of the year. Nets are right there at the end of the year. Bucks are right there at the end of the year. They probably will be jockeying between second and third. They're going to be fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Tough.
Yeah, there's a lot of implications, man, for other teams. So it's not going to be an easy – it's not going to be a cakewalk for anybody.
The
Knicks need to get healthy. The Knicks need to stay focused, man. And obviously that's all easier said than done. But the Eastern Conference, man, it's all jumbled up right now. So many things can happen, man.
Yeah.
I just want the Knicks to be out of the play-in category. I don't want that risk of having to go through one-game elimination – just because anything can happen. We saw that with the Miami Heat last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
They lose the first one, win the second one, and next thing you know, they go all the way off to the Eastern Conference Finals. And then you talk about teams that probably should have been in the playoffs last year, and they're not. So that's the Chicago Bulls.
Fair points.
Right? So don't want that to happen to the Knicks.
Fair points, man. Al, let's salute some of our franchise channel members in the chat and some of our city representatives, man. Courtney J. repping Tampa. We got First Lady of Sports, a franchise channel member, checking in from Homestead, Florida. So we are heavy in Florida, too. Like, when you check the analytics, it's New York, it's New Jersey. I think Florida's right there. Florida's right there. So
I'm not shocked.
Not shocked. Not shocked at all. We're heavy in Florida. Obviously, California is a big city for us as well. Shout out to Justin from the BX. We got Hector Vasquez checking in from Reading, PA out. Hector Vasquez.
Ooh, Reading, PA. Look at that.
Constantine checking in from Munich. So he's up late checking us out, man.
Nice.
Knicks Prime and BK. Who you want to shout out, man?
Shout out to Eddie Suarez in the chat and thank you for being a franchise channel member. Shout out to Do Things. He's in the chat as
my
well.
My guy,
shout
out to you. Do what it do.
We got Abdul from San Diego. Shout out to you, my guy. Shout out to JJ.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Shells, all right?
Shells, my
shout
guy,
John
Shells.
Talento
repping
as well,
West
man.
Coast.
John Talento.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Salute to the family and everybody in the chat. Okay. Oh, M. Kim Smilk says, what's the colorful news KSTV sponsor? That is correct. You are quite observant. We do have a new sponsor that we want to talk about, man, and that is Ginger Hales, Al. Shout out to our sponsors, Ginger Hales Lemonade, the household name for refreshing ginger lemonade from the original. This is the OG. OG ginger lemonade, but they have some exotic flavors as well. Kiwi strawberry, they have the berry flavor. You got pineapple, you have matcha blueberry as well. Shout out to Carl Hale, the owner and proprietor of the business. Each bottle is packed with a zing of real ginger and zest of fresh fruits. Best part is, guys, they ship nationwide. So for our viewers at home, use our code KFTV at checkout and get an exclusive 15% off discount on your first order by going to gingerhales.com. That's gingerhales with an H.com. And Al, yours, your shipment is in the mail. You should be getting yours tomorrow.
Let's
Courtesy of our guys at Ginger Hales, man. Yeah, shout out to Carl. He's out there. Great product. It's nice, man. It's got a nice, nice ginger
kick. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. You know how like some of those ginger drinks, it's like a little overpowering strong. Like this is like a nice,
sure,
subtle. You get that ginger in there, fresh fruits. Nice, man.
Nice. I can't wait, man. I see that you're over there quenching your thirst.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
No, look at you.
Yeah, absolutely. I had to quench my thirst and slow it down a little bit because couldn't even get through my dinner tonight because I'm watching a game. Here's story time, ICP the Franchise, presented by Ginger Hales. I'm watching the game, all right? Made myself a nice dinner tonight. You know, the ladies, that, you know, we're watching the game. We're making dinner and whatnot. Check my notifications. And what do you think my notifications are about on Twitter? What do you think they are about on Twitter? Please. I'll give you three guesses. But you're a smart guy. I think you'll be able to get it on one.
Do I really have to say this name? Because I know if I say this name, it's like Beetlejuice.
No, I'm not going there tonight. I'm not going
there.
Oh,
you sure about this?
No,
Are you positive?
I'm done. I said what I had to say already. I'm done.
You're positive?
Yeah.
100% sure?
Positive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does his first name begin with an A?
I think you're a very smart man.
Oh, okay. Does the last name rhyme with Turks?
you're getting closer, man. You're getting hotter, man.
Oh, yeah. Man, I'm guessing that this guy's name is Alec Burks.
Couldn't even get through my dinner before my guy at least texted me, yo, you guys chuck it. I mean, come on, man.
I mean, to be fair to the people adding you.
Yeah. Please, I will let you speak for me tonight.
No, oh, okay. I mean, he is stinking it up on the court tonight. I mean, the fourth quarter alone was just an array of, hey, I will make the tough contested shots, whether it be a mid-range and so forth and a layup, but then wide open shots, you can't do it. So I agree with everybody adding you and understand the pain because, look, man, you're looking for guys to knock down open shots. He had wide open shots.
Him and Bogdanovich, man.
Detroit is just – that stench is just carrying its way across the nation right now from Detroit to New York.
As the chat is serenading me with Alec Burks shooting bricks emojis in the chat. So shout out to the Franchise Channel members. Listen, he missed the two-corner joints, and he got the quick hook, you know. You know, Tibbs wasn't impressed by the three-point play. I thought it was a good one. That was before that. You know, took him out. And what happened?
Oh, wow. We actually do have Burks Bricks emoji.
Yeah,
look at that.
Shout
out to you, TM.
We got a great
team.
Shout out
to my guy, TM, for always putting
on the
hard work.
We have a great team and a very creative team in here. Always taking care of the Franchise Channel members. So they've got a new emoji to use for the rest of the year.
And this is why people should become a Franchise Channel member. Because
this is why, man.
This is why I'm up the chat, man.
It's all part of it. It's all part of the deal. So he got the N1. He was doing his thing a little here and there, and then the two corner threes kind of did him in. So, you know, he had to sit down. But hey, after that, they had no answers. That's why I wouldn't be so quick to give him the hook on the playoff rotation. You're gonna need potential bucket getters. Just remember that. I wouldn't be so quick to write him off.
I knew you were going to say this tonight.
You're a smart guy, man. You're smarter than this, man. I know it, man.
I knew I had to. CP, this guy, we're really going to give this guy chances?
Look, no,
they got,
no.
They
went
out against
Shake
Milton.
What's that?
They got Shake Milton.
Who the hell is Shake Milton? I mean, bro, listen. They had an extra roster spot.
I can ask who the hell is Alec Burks because he ain't doing nothing right now.
No, but what I would say is, of course, go out there and get Shake Milton. Get as many people. You need depth. You have roster spots. Go get the guy. He's a free agent. Go get him. Go get the guy.
Okay. I am interested to see how this rotation plays out now with Shake Milton and what Tom Thibodeau does.
Hey, we'll see. What Tibbs say in the press conference? Yeah, what's up with Jalen? He's going to take his time. You know, he's going to get back when he gets back. We got enough. We got Alec. That's what the coach said.
Yeah, you know what he also said? Last week? He's like, he should play more than 11 minutes. Yeah, he should play. What happens the next game? 11 minutes.
Yeah.
He got more than 11 minutes tonight. Actually, I was quite impressed by him tonight for this fact alone, CP. You ready for this? Okay, hold on. Let me just get the stats up and make sure I'm doing this correct. Within 12 minutes, he put up 14 shots. I'm impressed.
Yeah,
I don't know how he did that, but he did it.
What did he have? How many points?
5 of 14, had 11 points.
He had 11 points.
11 points.
How much points does he average on the season?
8. So, 12. Thank God. Look
12.
At that. He did. 12. Was he average?
12.
12?
12.
Hmm.
How much points did he average with the Knicks the last time he was here?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
11. 8 points he averaged with the Knicks the year before that.
What's the shooting percentage? Give 12. Me the shooting percentage.
Oh, it's probably way better. I mean, I'm sure it was way better. He was...
He's averaging 8 points right now with the Knicks, so I was not wrong.
I mean,
he's averaging 8.4.
I mean, the first year with the Knicks, he was averaging 42% from the field, 39%.
Yeah, he was hooping.
39% from the field.
Yeah, that year Alec Burks was hooping.
This,
you could count on him for most of the time to come in and give you some crucial buckets. Then the next year, he just decided to tank it because not to his own doing, because Tom Thibodeau said, you know what, you're going to be a point guard. So they shot under 40% from the field. But apparently that percentage has only gotten worse since he's returned because he's shooting an abysmal 31.7%. So as a Knick.
Yeah.
But hey.
Yeah.
Congratulations to him for getting 11 points on poor efficiency tonight.
Poor efficiency. Who had good efficiency tonight but Precious Achiuwa?
I actually say that Josh Hart in the second half had pretty good efficiency.
Yeah, he was all right.
Put him in the trunk.
Put him in the what?
Put him in the trunk. Put him in the trunk.
Put him in the what?
Put him in the trunk.
Shout out to Simon. Harrison Dolan on the Discord. Harrison, let's go.
Gentlemen, how are we?
Good, man. How you feeling, man? Tough loss, but we're all right. That's good.
Yeah, tough loss. We're good, though.
Yeah.
First and foremost, thank you for the snap.
Yeah.
It fits awesome. A-plus quality.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Got the new era on it, the new era sticker, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to Rambo. Shout out to Dan from New Jersey. Two good calls to start the night off.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make a couple points. First and foremost, tonight I really thought Precious should have been in that fourth quarter for Boyan, personally. I mean, Boyan was cooking, but Precious, I thought, was like one of the most impactful players for us tonight. And it was tough to see him not get in the fourth until there were 2 minutes left.
Yeah, I didn't understand that one. I was looking for him in major minutes because he was impactful. I liked the way he was driving to the basket. That was one of the problems that the Knicks had. And when they got so shot happy, they didn't really have anybody getting to the free throw line. Look at this. Achiuwa, one attempt. Hartenstein, 2 attempts. McBride, 0 attempts. Hart, 2 attempts. DiVincenzo, 2 attempts. You didn't have anybody that was putting pressure on the rim.
Precious was like the only guy going north and south tonight.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
And I want Deuce really impressed me with the defense he played on DeJounte Murray tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, we know he's a great defender, but tonight he was doing a really good job just in general, especially in that fourth. He drew like 3 offensive fouls. He forced an 8-second violation. And it got me thinking, like, people are really excited to see what OG and Mitchell Robinson is going to look like. And I am too,
yeah.
but
yeah.
How about the three-man tandem of Deuce McBride, OG, and Mitch? I think that's elite defense. And the great thing about that lineup, you could put Brunson and Randall in there. You could put Brunson and Hart, Dante and Hart. You know, you could do a bench lineup. You could play them with the starters, and there's going to be elite defense all the time from those three players plus Josh Hart. And, you know, I was pretty low on the team last week, but after the Cleveland win and the resilience tonight, you know, I'm still feeling good. We're getting our guys back. We're going to be okay.
Let's go. Harrison Dolan on the Discord. Did you play underdog tonight? Did you play underdog?
I did not play underdog. I'll get back to it soon, though.
Okay. All right. Sounds good, man. Harrison Dolan on the Discord, man. Appreciate the call, man.
Precious. That's a guy who had a very efficient night tonight.
He did. What was he, 7 of 8?
7 of 8. 15 points.
7 of 8. He was riding a pine down the stretch.
Crazy, man. The Knicks only had 11 free throw attempts tonight, man.
Yeah.
Really shows you how much we miss Randall and Brunson, because those guys can get to the free throw line at will.
Yeah, it's big. And you know, on nights when your shots aren't falling, you need somebody to put pressure on the rim and try to draw contact. You know, certain people were able to do that tonight. Certain people weren't able to do that tonight. So just is what it is. Tough loss. But we live to see another day. Here we go. 845-845 on the phones. What's your name? Where are you calling in from? 845. Okay, then. We lost that call. Shout out to Do Things in the Chat. So CP turned, I turned 100 into 720 on underdog using that code KFTV. Shout out to Do Things. Shout out to Do Things. We will accept kickbacks by way of Super Chats. Yeah. Tough one.
You said 100 to 720?
So that's a Do Thing.
Wow.
Shout out to Do, man. Yeah.
And that's where you got to support our sponsor, there Underdog Fantasy. Use that promo code KFTV to get up to a $100 match.
Sure, sure. Shout out to Quentin Gilliam, our franchise channel member of 11 months. Says, shame, shame, shame. Why no presses for the majority of the fourth? Terrible game management. Yeah, it didn't really didn't make sense. You know, it didn't really make sense. Let's see if do we have any explanation from Tibbs. Anything on Twitter, Al? Have you looked on Twitter?
I have not seen anything yet. I'm looking still, though. So if I find anything, I'll send it in Slack.
Yeah, let us know, man. Let us know. Back to the Discord we go. Carlo checking in from the Philippines. Carlo, how you feeling, man?
Hello, kamusta kayo, CP and Alex?
How you doing, my man? Long time, man. How you feeling, bro?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on my lunch break right now, and I don't know if
you,
I really
you
need
went
to go
work
back
today.
To
you went to work today.
I'm so lightheaded right now.
You went into work today?
Yes, but it's my lunch break.
Okay, all right, cool, man.
It was a tough loss. You hate to see cardiac Knicks, but you gotta love them.
Yeah.
It keeps my cholesterol percolating. Great team effort overall, but unfortunately shots are not falling. But I will keep the positive vibes going.
Yo.
Have you ever noticed that PA is looking like Julius sometimes whenever he bully balls?
Yeah.
We already solved our power forward situation in Precious, though I would love to see Jacob Toppin get more minutes. Deuce is our backup point guard, and I notice he's becoming more comfortable running the point instead of playing off ball.
Yeah.
There are some fans that are worried that his minutes would decrease with the addition of Burks and Shake, but he is our backup point guard. And lastly, Josh Hart has been the heart and soul of our team in the absence of our starters. He reminds me of young Charles Barkley without the elevated BMI, but less scoring. So we will be all right. We just have to hang in there. That's all I have to say for now. Rapid fire.
Shout out to Carlo, man. Rapid fire on the lunch break in the Philippines, Al. That's what we do. Shout
dedication.
Out to Carlo. Dedication. He's dedicated, man. Shout out to him for sure. All right, let's take a look at some of these chats. Salute to everybody in the chat once again, man. 116 and 100, Knicks fall to the Hawks on a tough night. Shout out to Donnie Williams, Al. Join the franchise channel members. Welcome to KFTV. Shout out to Gamba the Bard. He gifted a franchise channel membership, so shout out to Gamba. And once again, shout out to Do Things in the chat. All right, where's my box score? Completely.
Do Things gifting out 5.
Yeah.
Knicks Fan TV franchise channel membership.
Oh, dude just gifted out 5?
Yeah.
Wow, dude's feeling generous tonight. Okay. Shout out to Dew, man. He's feeling generous. All right, let me just pull up the key stats of the night here. Hang tight. Okay.
Do you think Brunson gets back for the Friday game against the Magic?
I hope so, man. I hope they're going to need him. It's a big game. It's a very important game.
Absolutely. It was nice to see that he was on the bench tonight because, you know, the Knicks can be a little cryptic with their injury report.
Yeah.
So, you know, they said, hey, it's a knee contusion. You know, he's questionable, especially when it was the whole questionable return during the Cavaliers game. I'm like, are you messing with us right now? Are you just, like, unsure what's going on here? But to see him on the bench, him actually walking that as a fan, man, happy.
Crucial.
We dodged a bullet.
Crucial. Absolutely crucial, man. We definitely dodged the bullet. So, but they will need him against Orlando, no question about it. I think a number of people just joined the franchise channel memberships, man. I think we just had a wave of joiners. Let's see who these people are so we could salute them for their support here. Hang tight. Who we got here? So to Rich Banks. Shout out to Rich Banks. Just joined the franchise channel members, Al. Welcome to Rich Banks. As you said, Do Things just gifted 5 of those things. So Do Things on his Kris Kringle. Salute to Knicks are nice in the chat as well. All right, Al, let's take a look at this thing. Key stats of the night, Knicks versus Hawks. This one for the Knicks was you know, indicative of their terrible night, which was the field goal percentage. 38% from the field, 30 from three. Hawks conversely shooting 50% from the field. They never really cooled off from the first half surge. And I was hoping it would have been a tale of two halves for them, but they really kept it up and maintained their first quarter. They outscored the Knicks 33-15. And then in the fourth quarter, 33 again to the Knicks 22. Hawks 51-40. Definitely seemed on just by watching via eye test that they were winning the rebounding battle. Ended up beating the Knicks by 11. Assists was fairly even. Knicks won it by 1. Total turnovers, though, 12 turnovers for the Knicks led to 17 Hawks points. Meanwhile, 16 Hawks turnovers, just 9 Knicks points. Fast break points, Knicks won that one by a large margin, man. 25-11, but points in the paint. Couldn't keep these guys out of the paint. Hawks winning that 56-40. Largest lead of the night, Atlanta Hawks, man, 22. Wire-to-wire victory for the Hawks, bro.
Yeah, the big thing for me is definitely the field goal percentage. I mean, 38% from the field compared to the Hawks, 51% tonight. That's just going to tell you how this game's going to end. I mean, Hawks were just not missing for the most part. Knicks couldn't buy a bucket especially in the first half of this game, man. But the thing that really stands out as well is the fast break points, because that's how the Knicks got back into this, especially with Josh Hart and everybody else just filling in. It was the way the Knicks had to, since they were struggling in the half court. They don't really have a guy that could consistently create for themselves and for others in the half court. So they need to make sure that they can pounce on any opportunity to get out and transition and score. And that's what really got them back into this game. Unfortunately, Hawks were able to figure that out and slow them down. So next time, you know, the Knicks just need to execute, man. Hopefully they can execute better in the half court.
Yeah, just got to knock down shots, man. That's just the bottom line. Just got to knock down shots. But once again, the key stats of the night are brought to you guys by Underdog Fantasy. Play Underdog Fantasy's daily fantasy games or the pick'ems for your chance to win some money, man. With the pick'ems, you have a chance to win up to 20x your money. And then you have the daily fantasy, which is a fun option as well. Al, are you able to pull up the draft and let me know who's winning there? I'm trying to pull it up on my Chrome. I'm in trouble getting on the site. Let me try to see if I can get it up on the app.
Yo,
here.
Holy cow.
Whoa, what's going on? What's going on? Am I winning?
You are not winning, and neither am I.
Oh,
is Mr. JD Sports Talk.
Team Sports. Oh, he was talking spicy all day today, too, man. Hang on, man. Let's see what's going on.
Oh, boy. You don't even want to see this score, man.
Let me see. Oh, man. It's looking brutal. Team Sports Talk up 321. Team Traticast with 234. And
that should give you an idea how bad it is tonight.
Wow. Did you have a lot of Knicks in this? Let's see. Let's go to JD's team. So he's got
– I did not.
Whoa. Well, he had a ridiculous night for Alperen Sengun. Check this out. So remember, on Underdog Fantasy, you get 1 point for every point scored. I think you get 1 point for every rebound. And then you get 1 point, 2 points for every assist, 3 points for every steal, and 3 points for every block. Alperen Sengun tonight had 45 points, 16 boards, 3 assists, 5 steals, and 1 block. That is a monster fantasy basketball night, an 84-point fantasy basketball night. And then he's got Luka, who's still going right now. Luka's got 39 points, a triple-double, 10 rebounds, 11 assists, with 62 fantasy points.
Danny's
got Fred Van Fleet with 51 fantasy points, 21 points, 4 rebounds, 10 assists, 4 steals for Fred Van Fleet. See, when you get across the stat sheet, that's when you start killing him. And then he had Jimmy Butler in this game, 26, 6, 8 assists, 2 steals for Butler. He's got 49 fantasy points.
Mm.
Alperen Sengun went off tonight. Crazy. And it's all because I auto-drafted. I completely auto-drafted.
He completely auto-drafted?
I auto-drafted my first couple picks. That's how I let y'all eat, man. I sent you guys the link, and then I was tending to my, to dinner. Let y'all eat, man. Who are you? Okay, let's look at your team. You have Zion. He's still going, or is it over?
Let me check right now. I think it is still – nope. It is over. The Pelicans defeated. Wow. They defeated the Raptors. 139-98. Holy cow.
Wow. He didn't do much tonight. The best person you had is DeJounte. Well, no, Zion did have 47 fantasy points. DeJounte Murray had 42. He had 42 from Victor after he had a monster night the other night. He had 50. And then you had DiVincenzo, who wasn't good, and Evan Mobley, who looked like he wasn't good at all. Then let's look at my team. My team was bummy. Jason Tatum, 42 points, 42 fantasy points. He had 23, 13, and 2, but nothing else in the defensive end. Jared Allen, 41 points, 21, 12, and 2. See, all these are fine, but when you're not getting steals and blocks, it's kind of difficult. Josh Hart, 38 fantasy points, 14, 8, 6, 1 steal, 2 blocks. I had Quickly in this game, 17, 7, 7 assists, 1 steal. Not bad for Quick. I had Kyrie, 23, 7, and 3. And then Brandon Ingram didn't do anything, man. 12, 3, and 6 against the Raptors.
And Wemby got hurt during the part of the game, too, for me. So.
Yeah. Oh, Wemby got hurt?
Yeah, he had to exit the game. I don't know if he came back in, but I did get that notification that he did have to leave. So.
Mm. There we go. But
hey, Sengun went off, man. I don't think anyone was going to keep up with that.
Yeah. Well, for you people at home, man, play to win, play responsibly. Go to underdogfantasy.com or use our link in the video description for an instant deposit match up to $100. And yeah, man. Well, we should get like a 12-man fantasy game one night.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, we should try to do that. If you guys are interested in signing up, just DM us on Instagram or Twitter. Let us know.
Yeah,
we got to set it up. Yeah. We got to set it up and set a time. Maybe we could do it for Friday. Maybe we'll set up a private draft for Friday. And the entry fees for the drafts, they can go as low as like $3. $3, $5. They're really not that much to do. And then, for some of you, if you're feeling lucky, you could really, you could put a lot of money in. They have like up to $100, $500 pools as well.
You were really feeling spicy the other night. You had that as a $10 entry.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
You were feeling spicy. Yeah.
Needed some bar money for the weekend, man. I thought I could.
I appreciate that you gave me the bar money.
Yeah.
Actually, you gave me some lunch money, so I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, no doubt. Let's go to the phones. 646 area code. What's your name? Where are you calling in from?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? This is Ken from
Ken.
Brooklyn, but I live in Atlanta.
Okay, salute, man. Salute, Ken. How you feel, man?
Listen, man. Hey, what's going on, fella? I'm sorry, man. But look, I'm a little annoyed because...
Tell him why you mad.
Hey, this is this. You know, this should be an all hands on deck situation. Like, we keep on talking about how, you know, we can't wait for everybody to get back, but he's burning out our reserves. Like, hey, we got Shake Milton in. Play him. Didn't Chuck say that he wasn't going to play him? And he didn't play him. Remember Chuck rapid fire?
I don't even think Shake. Fry on the contract. Ken, we got to give it time, man.
Deuce has been out there the whole game. Did he even sub?
We don't got time for practice and training wheels, bro. We got to win games right now.
I totally understand where you're coming from. But at the same time, if somebody gets hurt out there because they're playing all of these minutes, like Josh, too. Josh was atrocious the first half. Yo, give him a break a little bit. But that's all I'm saying. I'm not telling you to start Milton and all of these guys. But, yo, he had no points in the first half. He's tired. He's been playing all of these minutes.
I'm sure he is. But, like, I don't know what to expect. You going to put little Toppin in the game? There's nobody left.
Hey, man, listen, man. All hands on deck. You have four starters out. Like, come on already. We're not even projected to win any of these games, but, yo, give them a little bit of a break and bring it back in. That's all I'm saying. You don't have to be like, yo, let's play top in, like, 40 minutes. Yo, Milton just got here. Let's play him. Yo, man, a 10-minute break? Nothing? It's like 47 minutes with Deuce. Like, hey, man, come on. I know he hasn't played a lot, but, yo, now you're, like, really, really, like, not giving them any breaks. Like, yo, they're human, man. They're going to get tired. You didn't see them lagging out there? I saw them lagging.
Of course. They didn't have legs, man. That Cleveland game,
that's what I'm saying, though. But if you have guys on the bench, yo, play them a little bit and then get them out of there if you don't trust them. Just give them a break. Let them breathe a little bit. That's all I'm saying, and I know we're undermanned and everything, but you do have guys sitting on the bench. There's other guys on the bench. They made the NBA. They're NBA players. So play them a little bit. And then if you don't trust them, give them a quick hook and let them get their legs back. That's all I'm saying. That's the only reason why that annoyed me in the game. The precious thing, everybody said it. Hey, why wasn't he in the fourth? You all said it. I don't know. And I'm not going after Tibbs. He can have a bad game. But, damn, like, it's been two games. Sorry, I know it's a family show. Yeah. But, yo, come on. Family show. Everybody's human. We need breaks. We need a water break. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Appreciate the call, man. Ken from Atlanta. So Ken was saying put in Milton, Charlie Brown, Dwayne Washington. Let's see if they can get a spot. Let's go to numbers 13, 14, 15, 16 on the depth chart and see if they can give us a lift. When DeAndre Hunter's out there dunking on everybody, you got DeJounte Murray out there killing everybody. You got Jalen Johnson out there killing everybody. Let's see what Charlie Brown can do.
To be fair, we did have an 8-man rotation tonight, so I don't know how much further you want to go into the depth chart.
What more do you want? Like, bro, we're bare bones right now. And sure, I think maybe this was carryover. This could have been carryover from the Cleveland game. They didn't have legs. Looked like they were tired. They were gassed. A lot of these guys played over 40 minutes on Sunday.
McBride going from 47 to 46 in back-to-back.
Right. But, I mean, the idea that, you know, like, Shake Milton, I don't even think he unpacked a bag today. He just got here. I mean, now all of a sudden, the guy that's been on two teams so far in the NBA is going to come in here to give us a lift. I don't know, man. I just think it's just one of those things, man.
You really had to call Jacob Toppin Little Toppin? Wow.
I don't know.
I'm talking to you.
Oh, sorry. Jacob Toppin. You want me to call Jacob Toppin?
He's just a little brother.
He's his little brother, man.
Little Toppin. Sheesh.
He's his little brother.
Sounds like a guy from, like, a fictional cartoon. We're going to go to Little Toppin right now. Hello, sir. Like, what's going on over here?
My Mike says it's CPA Smith time. Okay, so I guess the caller's right. We should have gave Charlie Brown a lift. Let's give Shake Milton a lift, and you know, maybe they would have gone on a run, I guess. Let's play everybody that we can. Maybe we call Taj back, see what he's doing. See if he can come through for the Orlando game so he can get minutes.
You want to go out there? I mean, throw out anybody to brick shots. Throw out Burks to brick shots. You can go out there and brick shots, too.
I mean, I don't understand what you guys want this coach to do sometimes, man.
TM says CP's hate for the Toppin family needs to be investigated.
Okay. All right. I don't know, man.
CP, what do you have against the Toppin family? What do you and Tom Thibodeau have against the Toppin family?
Absolutely nothing, man. Absolutely nothing.
You sure? You positive?
Absolutely nothing.
Positive? You have nothing to say at a little Toppin?
Yeah. You play them when you're undermanned, says Iman 3474. These guys are in the middle of a dogfight in the East right now. You have no time to practice. You have to play players that you trust to get you a win. That is just the bottom line. You have eight guys out there. They just came off an emotional. Why wasn't everybody calling for the bench in the Cleveland victory? Not one person. What? Right? The whole MSC telecast was about how heroic Miles McBride's bench minutes were. Nobody saying, oh, well, why didn't Tibbs go to the bench? Everybody was cool when the shots was falling and everybody was killing in Cleveland and snatching chains and popping this and that. Now they just don't have it tonight, and it's, well, where's Charlie Brown at? Come on, man. What are we talking about, man?
You don't want to see Charlie Brown play basketball tonight?
Against the way the Hawks are playing tonight, would it have mattered? He's going to get crushed. I mean, DeAndre Hunter was mauling these guys. Come on, man. Cody Clark on the Discord. Cody, what's going on, man?
Yo, man.
Yeah.
Shout out Mixing. Yeah. Yo, Busted, yeah. Man. I've been nothing but optimistic KFTV caller every time I called into the panel up to this point. Y'all ain't talking to Cody Glock anymore. Y'all talking to Sheldon. When the Knicks play like this,
who?
I turn
wait,
into
wait,
Sheldon.
Wait. You got an alter ego now, bro?
Sheldon.
What's it? Wait, what's the name?
What?
Sheldon.
Sheldon.
It's Sheldon, bro. But it's Sheldon.
Okay.
Yo, bust it. Okay. Shoot. I notice. You start off the game, go down 6-0, still jacking, knowing the Chua had a baby on him all night, Sheldon. Yeah. Alec Burks is trash. Throw him in the trunk. Wrap him up. Stuff him under the mattress like drug money, Sheldon. We beat the Cavs Sunday under the same circumstances, which is a number 2 seed. And managed to lose to Atlanta, a number 10 seed. No Grand Pascal Trae Young. Sheldon, I wish I could curse, B. I wish I could curse. Shake, please come and take us out this Burks misery. Please, it's becoming pathetic. I got to rely on the hopes of a Shake Milton to come true and do a thing, Sheldon.
Okay.
Tonight, I'm not only Sheldon. When the Knicks play like this, we all turn into Watless Sheldons, bro. We all turn into, yo, shout out Nikki Pipes, man.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out CP Fritos, man.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Chuck Bean, man. Hashtag B in the chat, man.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Discord Jesus. Shout out Michael Doliak. Shout out Mitchie. I'm out, man. Sheldon.
Okay. Al, do you have anything to say about that?
I got nothing to say about that, Sheldon.
This guy's got multiple personalities in the Discord, man. Still a co-worker. What are you doing, man? You guys doing your job down there? What's going on in the Discord?
What's
man?
The mayor doing down there?
What's going on down there, man?
It seems like the mayor's allowing people to have alter egos.
He's losing it down there, man.
Man, he's not even coming in with the same intro. Not even shout out Manscaped. The Knicks are doing a number on Cody Glock, man.
I think it's the Mitch impact. I think he's missing Mitchie, man. He's going crazy. He's going crazy, man.
He's saying he now has to rely on a Shake Milton. Yeah, this is the same guy asking for Killian Hayes.
Killian Hayes. Same guy asking for Killian Hayes.
We've gone from Killian to Shake Milton.
Who's learning Chinese as we speak.
Who are we going to ask for next? Sessions?
Man, right. We want Ramon Sessions back. Lord, man. Yo, you're not going to win every night, man. You know? You're not going to win in every night. They had a good run on Sunday. Hawks are better tonight. Just chalk it up.
It's tough, man, because, look, the Knicks were on that impressive winning streak, right? I mean, they went, what, 14-2 throughout the entire month of January?
Yeah.
And now it's like you go from that ultra high of what success is, and then you see what this team could potentially be, and then now you just fall flat on your face because all these injuries. And so we're having to play the what-if game of what will this team look like. We're just trying to imagine what this team will look like. We know this is not the final form of this team, and we're hoping everybody comes back healthy. We're hoping everybody is going to be able to click and gel and just go into playoff mode immediately and just correct this ship. But it is tough right now, man, when we're watching guys who are trying to play above their levels right now just battle every single night to drag this team to stay in the playoff category, man. Yeah. It is tough. So I understand why Cody Glock is going from Cody Glock now to Shaban.
Man. Shout out to the boy Wonder Lloyd Banks in the chat, Al. Says salute to the show. Ooh. Peace to the chat. He said they need to call up Rudy or the Morris twin. Anyway, that Mike Epps special is fire. Shout out to Banks, man. Did you see the Mike Epps joint? I didn't see it yet.
Which one?
Mike Epps special.
No, I have not seen it yet.
I might check it after this, matter of fact.
So a pick-me-up after this game, huh?
Yeah, a little pick-me-up, man. We wrapped up Griselda last night. That was a good one.
Nice. That's on my to-do list.
Griselda was a good one. I thought Sofia Vergara was in her bag on that one. She did a great job.
Nice.
Yeah, she did a great job on that one. I forgot what I was watching next. I fell asleep on whatever I was watching last night. I'm catching up. House of the Dragon.
There you go.
Trailer. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, man, yeah.
I was watching OKC and the Lakers play yesterday. That's what I was doing.
House of the Dragon is looking ferocious, season two.
Mm.
It's looking ferocious, man. Yeah. It's looking good, man.
What's funny is, like, I watch TV and then I forget what I watch, and then somebody got to say what I watch.
Yeah.
Because I watched what?
You know what I was watching I fell asleep on? After Griselda, I was watching Griselda last night. The We Are the World special.
Ooh.
Classic joint. Classic joint.
Nice.
Took you behind the scenes, you know, showed you Michael and them in the studio. Michael and them was singing. Springsteen had a little solo going. You know what I'm saying? Lionel Richie was telling the story. I fell asleep in the beginning. Not because I wasn't into it. I was just tired. Yeah, I was just tired. I fell asleep. I'm old. I can only make it through a couple of joints after a long day.
It's that dad mode. And I'm sure the next chick's like, did you see that? And you're like, yeah, I saw this. And you got your eyes closed.
Yeah.
And you're falling asleep on the couch.
Yeah. We Are the World, man. They just don't make these artists and musicians like they used to, man. Real talent and singers, man. It's good stuff, man. I didn't see it, but it was good.
Trust me. Please, hold on. We need a CP review. We need
Michael Miller, true that with the We Are the World doc. Yo, I'm telling you, man. I might go finish that after this.
So many things to do for CP. He's got decisions to make.
It's a lot, man. Catching up on life, bro. You know? Tough night. Tough night at the office. 646, what's your name? Where are you calling in from? 646. Is this nobody there? Nobody home now.
We are the Knicks fans.
we are the Knicks fans.
Shout out to Rare Edition for that.
Yeah. Shout out to Rare Edition. Shout out to Marlon Kraft, Al. Marlon Kraft coming through the show.
Yeah,
tomorrow,
let's go.
Tomorrow's lunchtime edition of KFTV Live. Ball and Craft coming through. He's got the new tour about to kick off this Friday out there in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
New song with Method Man.
Yep.
Diehard Knicks fan, man. Diehard Knicks fan. So shout out to Marlon Kraft. He will be here 2 o'clock Eastern. We're not doing the 12:30, unfortunately. 2 o'clock Eastern. Make sure you guys tap in, man. Looking forward to that conversation.
CP doing nothing but bringing on more phenomenal guests, as always.
Yeah. That's what we got to do, man. We got to keep the content churning. We still got a couple of interviews that we haven't put out yet that we're going to put out.
Mm.
So, yeah. Absolutely, man. Looking forward to that one. Jose Morales is my guy, Marlon. Yep. Shout out to Jose.
Oh, you know what I've been watching? The Bear. That's what I've been watching.
The Bear? What is that on?
It's on Hulu.
I got it. Yeah. Send me your Hulu password, man.
I got you.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate it, man.
I got you.
Yeah.
I won't tell you on air because I'm going to have everybody else.
Yeah, don't say it on air. Don't say it on air. We'll make a trade. If you need any credentials, I got you.
Mm,
what you
there
need?
We go.
What you need? I got Netflix.
Mm.
You got Peacock? Pause. You got a Peacock subscription?
I'll ask you for that one. There you go.
All right.
We'll trade on that
Boom.
One.
Trade. I'll trade you Hulu for Peacock. Pause.
There we go.
Yeah. What else? What else?
That's really the one I need, man, because I need The Office back in my life.
Okay. I do got one of those joints where you could see the cinema at your house. You know what I'm saying? Without having to go to it. You know, I don't want to advocate for those things.
Yes.
I saw the Marley movie on that one. Saw a crisp version. I still got to go to the theaters because I got to support them. I got to give them my money. But just to expedite things, I watched
when
it.
When was the last time you actually went to a theater?
I don't remember.
Yeah, that's tough.
I don't remember what was the last one I saw. I took Little Man or something. I forgot. One of them cartoon. Was it Spider-Man? Was one of them cartoon joints, man?
The Spider-Verse? Is that what you saw? I did see that one.
No.
The more recent one.
I forgot. Yeah, it was one of those.
I saw Across the Spider-Verse recently. That was good.
Yeah, I heard.
That was good.
I heard. All right. So
highly recommend that one.
So we got a couple joints, man. I'll send you some credentials. Send me some credentials.
There we go.
Yeah, because you know what I want to see on Hulu? That Shogun.
Ooh, yeah.
Shogun. That looks serious. Yeah.
Yeah. When you use my account, though, just create your own profile. Don't be messing up my algorithm, okay? Don't be messing up my algorithm.
Now, the Marley movie was good, man. I really enjoyed it. I am going to pay to go see it in the theaters, though. I want to support them on that movie. I thought it was a good one, though. Well done.
Oh, Jalen's asking if you saw Ninja Turtles.
That's what I saw. That was the last movie. Shout out to Knicks fan TV Jalen. That was the last movie I saw in the theaters. I took Little Man to see Turtles.
We got a maester in training under TM. Look at that.
There we go. Shout out to Jalen, man. Shout out to Jalen. Yeah, it was a good movie. They did the Turtles right. They definitely did. I thought they did a good job there.
So much content to catch up on, man.
It's a lot of content. It's a lot of content to catch up on, man. So there we go, man. Once again, Knicks lose 116-100 to the Hawks. You know, not much to speak on in this game other than the fact that the Knicks just couldn't hit. They just couldn't hit their shots, man. 39% from the field, 31, I believe, from three. You know, your cast of characters that have been shooting the ball well just didn't have it tonight. You look across the board. McBride, 4-15, 3-10 from downtown, but did finish, as we said, with 9 assists, was passing ball very well, good defense on DeJounte Murray. Josh Hart, you know, good night for Hart. He came on stronger in the second half, 5-12 from the field, 3-7 from downtown. He had 8 rebounds, 6 assists, so continues to really try to lead this team in many facets, as Josh Hart typically does. Big Ragu, that was the story, man, was off tonight, 7-24. 5-17 from downtown, 6 dimes, 21 assists, 4 turnovers, and I think 3 of those came in the second half. He wasn't making good decisions out there. Could have been legs, could have been the fatigue that Ken from Atlanta was talking about. Yeah, Bojan Bogdanović with 19 points, 6 of 18 from the field, 4 of 11. But again, crunch time just was nowhere to be found. Sims, I thought Sims had some good activity tonight for sure. 4 points, 9 rebounds for Jericho, 1 assist, 1 steal. And then Alec Burks, 11 points, 5 of 14 from the field, 1 of 7 from downtown, 2 rebounds. One offensive rebound, one defensive rebound, one assist, one steal, and he had the and one. He had the and one in the fourth.
Oh my God!
Had the and one in the fourth, trying to get him going, and then you know the two corner threes that he missed. That was
DP. Stop! Why are you trying to write a 500-word essay?
I was running through the box score, man.
Okay, you did not go into detail for anybody else. But your guy.
I did.
One offensive rebound, one defensive rebound. You know, two say he had the, you know, and one.
I went through everybody's night, man.
Okay. Seems like you went into a little more detail for one player than everybody else.
I went into the night, man. That's it, man.
Put him in the trunk.
Put him in the what?
Put him in the trunk.
Oh, my God. That call was legendary.
It was. For the Hawks, you had Jalen Johnson, 26.7 dimes, 9 rebounds, man. How about him, man? Jalen Johnson really finally getting the opportunity and shining. You know, it was very puzzling why he wasn't getting that opportunity when he came out the gates as a rookie. But, you know, Hawks did have a crowded field. They had a lot of forwards there from Gallinari to Collins, to, you know, Bogdanovich. They had a ton of guys at Bay. Then they had Hunter. So, you know, but now he's finally getting a chance. And he's knocking shots down all three levels, dunking on people, catching alleys, showing the athleticism. He's been impressive.
Dude, he put DeAndre Hunter on the bench.
Put DeAndre Hunter
on the bench. How good he's been, man. That's how good he's been. It's insane.
Yeah.
This just goes to show you, like, some guys just take time to really get their footing in the league, and you just got to be patient, man. That's why, you know, there's also why I understand fans when we get guys like, whether it be a Grimes quickly or RJ, man, like, you want to give these guys enough time to see if they can flourish on your team. And now, look, you look at somebody like RJ, how he's flourishing on Toronto. Look at McBride, man. He's a perfect example right now. He's starting to look better. Now that he's getting minutes, but it's taken time for him to get to this point, and he's become a reliable three-point shooter. The offense is developing more. The Knicks are not playing 4-on-5 when he's out there now. Now it's respectable. So some guys, man, it just takes time. But for Jalen Johnson, man, it is just impressive because DeAndre Hunter was supposed to be that guy for them at that wing position, and he has just supplanted him and is playing much better. Even though DeAndre Hunter played well tonight, Jalen Johnson's just on a whole other level, man.
He's killing. He's killing right now. 15-8, 3 dimes, shooting 50% from the field for the season. So good job by Jalen Johnson there. DeAndre Hunter, as you said, 22 points off the bench, 9 of 14 from the field, 3 rebounds. I thought he was excellent for them.
Talk about that luxury, having two wings that are, you know, they're getting you buckets, whether on the in the starting rotation or off the bench.
It's a wing league, man. That's why you need wing depth. You need that wing depth. And then DeJounte Murray, 21 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists for the Hawks, 4-9 from downtown, and close the show there. So there that is. Good job by the Hawks. Let's take a look at the box scores and see what's going on. So Orlando did win. Cleveland beat Boston. Miami beat Detroit. And Indiana, 137-120 over the Mavs. Is that 3 losses in a row to the Mavs now? You know, everybody thought the Mavs were a hot team.
3-game losing streak.
Then they went up against some real hitters and got clobbered. 138-110 to the Celtics. They lost by 4 to the Sixers and now lost by 17 to the Pacers. So there goes that for the Magic. But
you know what, CP?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here's the good thing about that Mavericks loss, though. 15.
Yes.
That was 15
what, where's
stand
the pick?
For?
Where's the pick? Where's the
15.
Pick?
15.
Number 15 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Number 15. So let's go to Tankathon. Well, let's check on the standings, and then we'll go to Tankathon real quick. So just a quick look at the standings. Knicks are now behind the Magic for the 4th seed. So Knicks now dropped to 5th. You have the Magic in 4th. Those two teams will see each other on Friday. That'll be a big game for the Knicks if they can win it. They are 4.5 games in back of the Cavs, who beat the Celtics tonight. And Knicks are only half game up on the Heat, the Sixers, and 1.5 games up on the Pacers right now. So 4 through 8, I think ideally, man, is the range, right? What do you think? I think 4 through 8 is realistically the range as we look between now and the end of the season of where they be, what they'll be fighting for.
Yeah, I mean, unless they pull off some impressive wins to get back up, but 4 to 8?
Four to eight, because Pacers are 8th. Bulls are 9th. Knicks are 6.5 games up on the Bulls. So, it would take a real spiral to hit that.
Yeah, I mean, the thing for the Knicks is that when you look at their schedule, it does – I know we talked about it earlier, and everyone's going to be playing for something at the end of the season between the Bulls, the Celtics, the Nets. You have the Kings in there at some point. You got Miami, too. But the thing is, like, once you get to March 23rd, it should get easier for the Knicks, because you talk about Brooklyn Nets. That should be a beatable team. Hopefully you guys are healthy by then. You then have the Detroit Pistons, another beatable team.
Right.
Toronto, we've been playing very well against them. We defeated them. I think we've won every single game against them this season, if I'm correct.
They're going to want revenge. RJ and Quick are going to want revenge, bro.
They're going to want revenge, but they're still a young team, so that is still a winnable game. San Antonio, very young team.
No Scotty Barnes for Toronto, too, now.
Yeah. So you're talking about 4 winnable games starting March 23rd to March 29th. You know, then you get the tough matchup between OKC. Miami will be a tough one. Kings will be a tough one. And then you're going to have Chicago 3 times from April 5th to close the season on the 14th, and the Nets one more time.
Yeah.
So the season does get lighter. There's obviously some games in between the Knicks. You hope the Knicks are able to win, like, against the Sixers. If Brunson is back for the Sixers, you hope that it's like what we did last time, just against Tyrese Maxey. So there are moments for the Knicks to get victories in the last stretch of the season. We're in the final quarter, CP. We're in the final quarter of the season. So
final countdown, man.
Absolutely. So there are games the Knicks can win. They just got to capitalize, and we need guys healthy at that point. So
could they get
down to 8th, which is the question you asked me?
Could they drop to 8th very easily, bro?
Yeah, they could easily drop, but I think if anything, I probably see them more around 6.
Yeah.
Well, I think I see them at 6 just because by the time guys get back, they should be winning most of the games as I know it. And then if you're Boston, and if it's the third to last game of the season, how serious are you if you're Boston?
They're probably not even going to play.
Yeah, so I think there's some winnable games for the Knicks in that time frame.
RJ and Quick are going to want to knock them out. Yeah, like you said, these next 2 weeks, and they got to get through Orlando, Philly, and can you get 2 on the road?
You get Portland on that first game
Portland.
Of the West Coast trip.
You gotta take that.
Win that one.
You have to take that going away.
Have to. There's no wiggle room for that one.
Have to. You know,
Sacramento, I'm worried.
Sacramento at Golden State, and then the champs, forget about it. Tough. They could easily drop to 8th, bro. But let's see.
Like I said, I'm going to stick with 6, man. I think the Knicks will win enough games. I think guys will be healthy enough to maintain 6.
Yeah.
Just look at them right now. Here, look. You got they're 4 games back from having 40 wins. So unless you talk about the Bucks and the Cavs really just tearing up the league, and even the Magic, I don't think it's that far for the Knicks to stay in competition for that type of seeding.
Yeah. And Corey Young says, I miss January.
I miss January, too.
Oh, man.
Everything was good.
It was all good about a month ago. Oh, man. It definitely was, because, you know, it wasn't until at February 8th where they went on their losing streak, 4-game losing streak, February 8th.
CB, these windows are looking pretty tightly shut right now.
Cool. I got the heat on in here. I'm cool. I got the heat on. Ah, okay. So, All right, so that's the bad news. Let's take a look at the good news, like you were saying. Let's take a look at we are on Tankathon. And speaking of Tankathon, today was the Tank Commander's birthday, Emmanuel Mudiay's birthday.
Oh.
Your favorite point
there
guard.
There we go.
Yeah.
Well, who's he? What did you say? There's no way you said that was my favorite point guard. There's no way you said that was my favorite point guard.
All right, well, here we are. Here we are. Look at us. Number 15. Number 15 and number 21 in the first round. There we have it. We have our opportunity to go get some wings, go get some more shooters, go get some more defense. Maybe you want another center. Is there a stretch four that we like here? We're gonna have our draft series back this summer, man. I'm looking forward to that. We'll get Barlow and Zenon and the no ceilings guys. My guy Corey. You know, we'll finally get
some draft content. We got two picks this year, CP.
Yeah, we'll get to that in due time. But, yeah, right now in Tankathon, with the 15th pick in the 2024 NBA draft, the New York Knicks select Yves Missy, center from Baylor. How did that sound for Adam Silver? Did that sound good?
Sounded pretty good.
It was all right. It was decent, right? We'll rate that Adam Silver impression, one being trash, five being facts in the chat. But there's more, Al. With the 21st pick.
Who are you, Billy Mays?
Rest in peace, Billy. With the 21st pick in the 2024 NBA draft, the New York Knicks select Tyler Smith, wing from the G League. How's that?
Oh, that was better. That was better. You're getting there.
I thought I tightened up. I tightened. He's got like a little rasp to his voice. So.
Yeah.
But I thought I tightened up.
Going to the G League for
a golf. We're going to the G League.
Oh, God.
Tyler Smith, what do you got for us? Strengths, projected NBA three-point percentage. I like that. Weaknesses, defensive rating. I don't like that.
Weaknesses, defensive rating, meaning Tibbs is not going to play him.
Tyler Smith. Let's look at his D-League. What is this? Game log. Was he playing for Ignite?
Yeah.
He must be playing for Ignite.
Yeah.
Perfect modern day big. Tyler Smith. Okay. G League Ignite. Mike Rambo says Tyler is a baller. Oh, TM says he has a draft soundbite. Okay. All right. So we're getting Tyler Smith and we're getting the center here. Missy from Baylor. All right. Future Knicks. 15th. And 21st pick in the draft, so we'll do some research. But in all seriousness, you know, here are a couple of names that we may be looking at. And we just said, we said center and wing, didn't we? And who does Tankathon have him picking? A center and a wing. Look at us. Look at us.
A center and a wing.
And today, our guy, my guy, you guys didn't want him. Kelly Olynyk re-ups with the Toronto Raptors. The Canadian Big Three is taking form. Kelly is the second shoe. He left
the Canadian Big Three.
Yeah, bro.
They got RJ, it. Kelly, who's the other Canadian on that team?
Oh, they're about to squad up like the NWO one, yeah, bro. They're waiting on Jamal Murray.
Oh, they're just waiting for Murray to shake loose, huh?
Yeah,
I'm sure he's going to leave Nikola Jokic to go play in Canada.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know. But Masai could be plotting that, man. They just signed Kelly. Kelly Olynyk just got a 2-year extension with the hometown team. They got RJ, the hometown kid. You know, they're not letting RJ go.
No, not at all.
I think it's only a matter of time. You probably see Dwight Powell. They're going to get the Team Canada together before the Olympics or after
Dwight
the Olympics.
Dwight Powell. There you go.
Yeah.
Will they hire Steve Nash to be a coach?
He might be next. He might be next, man.
Steve Nash. I'm just here for the vibes.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, no, Kelly Olynyk signed a 2-year extension with the Raptors. I'm looking for the deal right now. I might be spelling his name completely wrong here on Twitter. What was the Kelly Olynyk deal, man? Why can't I pull this up? How do you spell his name?
Olynyk, New York Nick.
Olynyk. Yeah, I spelt it. They don't have it.
Wow.
Hold on, Michael Grange. Here we go. Michael Grange. Let's go to Michael Grange's Twitters here. As a Raptor, R.J. Barrett is playing the most productive basketball of his career. Oof. The team's fast-paced style appears to be a great fit for the Canadian after playing completely different system in New York. Ooh, we got to bookmark this. You know, talk about that on next weekly.
Yeah, NBA Weekly?
Yeah, NBA Weekly. NBA Weekly. NBA Weekly. We'll talk about that.
For those of you who haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the NBA Report, all right?
Yeah. Where's the Kelly Olynyk contract? Here we go. Kelly Olynyk gets an extension and peace of mind. So this was really at the, you know, weighing on him. 2-year term, 5% raise on his current salary. So he's getting 2-year, works out to 26 mil, and it'll be blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so he's basically getting 13. And so we bring that up in the lens of iHeart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Olynyk's getting 13. iHeart's making 8 on a reserve salary.
Yeah, iHeart's going to be making like closer to 18.
Right. Now, there's some I think Fred Katz was saying that the Knicks can only offer him a certain amount based on the CBA.
Mm.
Which I think is like 14 and change. I got to double check that. I'm going to confirm with Fred. We'll get Fred on the show and we'll square it away. But I believe based on what he was saying, they can only sign him to a certain amount. I'm trying to find it here now. But they can only sign him to a certain amount.
So the potential for him to go sign somewhere else unless he wants to take a discount is the direction that Fred's discussing, right?
Yeah, let's see here. Because this is kind of conflicting. I'm reading... whose report is this? This is Pete Boddy. He says, Knicks who signed him to a 2-year deal worth 16 own his early bird rights, meaning they can exceed the salary cap to keep him. That's what Peter Boddy says from the Post. And that was as of February 4th. But there were people on Twitter saying, well, Katz is saying that they can only sign him to a certain amount. Let's see what Katz is saying in his latest article here. Let me pull this up. Pull this up here. All right, this is Katz's article on Hartenstein. I'm trying to see if he has anything here on the salary. Hartenstein, he has no idea. Inspiration, skill, big man. Hartenstein, now scratch.
Trying to look for...
Okay, here we go. He will become an unrestricted free agent this summer due for an inevitable raise on the 9.2 he makes this season. If he continues to... he could jump into the realm of 4 years, 60, which is who in the realm of Robinson, who signed a 4-year 60. Okay. He says the mid-level exemption projects to be about 56 over 4, but Hartenstein may earn more than that from the team for a team desperate for a skilled, gritty 7-footer. You have guys like San Antonio. You have guys like OKC. But Fred doesn't talk about. Okay, let's see here. In today's NBA luxury tax payment now limiting a team's free agent trade resources, salaries for backups will drop. If Hartenstein becomes too big, the Knicks could conceivably turn to Achiuwa. He doesn't mention anything about the cap that they can pay him. So I'm not sure where people are getting that from. I don't know.
Time to go to Twitter.
Yeah. Let me confirm with Fred. Let me confirm with the source because, you know, sometimes people say things and they're not really getting it. But, yeah, the point is in all of that is what iHeart's deal could potentially look like. You know, you got to figure it's going to be northwards of 15, maybe starting at 16.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have Mitch here on 15, roughly, it's going to be tricky to keep both, especially when you have Precious here playing and giving you tremendous value on his contract. It would never make sense to put $30 million in two centers who have injury issues when you have to pay other guys.
Unless somebody's getting traded.
So, That's the
which is an option. If you think the Knicks are going to go big fish hunting for like Donovan Mitchell, you could. I mean, now that you don't have Evan Fournier's contract, who is the next contract you're going to try to deal?
Yeah.
And you got to think about if you want to. I mean, the thing that Hartenstein has done is that he's given this Knicks front office to give that thought of, well, do we need both Mitchell Robinson and Isaiah Hartenstein? Now, they could make any decision they want and who they want to keep and who they want to move. But if you're the Knicks and let's say you can do a sign and trade for Hartenstein, you may go that route and go get somebody like Donovan Mitchell and aggregate other contracts, obviously, to meet the Donovan Mitchell to match that contract that Donovan Mitchell has. But that's just one way to think about it.
Yeah. There you go, man. Well, great show, man. Great show, Al. And tough night at the office for the Knicks, man. 116-100. Knicks fall to the Hawks. Bounce back on Friday. Good thing is they got 3 days rest, man. You get some time to rest. Hopefully they get Brunson back. Hopefully the guys who, you know, look pretty spent tonight get some time to rest. This could have been another reason why Tibbs opted to go with these guys rather than, you know, lengthening the bench a little bit. So we'll see, man. But, hey, it is what it is. Knicks, keep it rolling. Remember to salute our sponsors, man. Go to underdogfantasy.com. Use our link in the video description for a first-time deposit match up to $100. Go to gingerhales.com. Ginger Hales, H-A-L-E-S, for a 15% discount on your order. Use our code KFTV. Shout out to our guy Carl Hale and the good people at Ginger Hales, man. $5 super chats from Stilico says, bro, Cody Glock went renegade. When that happens, I don't even try to hold that man back. Shout out to Sheldon, man. Shout out to
Gabe. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on one second.
Yeah.
JJ saying that he misses RJ Barrett now?
Did JJ get hacked? Is that a
hold
JJ?
On one second.
Is that a JJ from Brooklyn clone in the chat?
What is going on here?
Oh, my God. Gamma the Bard says, I just hope everyone sees how much we need regular season Randall. While we complain about playoff Randall, let me just sip my Ginger Hales. Shout out to Ginger. Shout out to Ginger Hales. Shout out to Gamba as well. And Al, your shipment is on the way, man.
Let's go.
Yeah, man. Let me know what you think when you get it. And tomorrow, CP the franchise, Marlon Kraft will be on the show, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Tap in with your boys. Great show, Al. Great show, all the producers. We out of here. Peace. All right, bro. Oh, it's your boy, mate.
Yeah, man. No doubt. Catch you later, man.
All right. Later.
Peace. Oh.